There are three topics that I want us to think about this morning. Three topics that come together in this month of May for us. We will have them on the screen any moment. Seems our proficient operator Luke has gone out. We've got the second mate at it at the moment. How are we going, Rex? The three things that you don't see on your screen, but you will in a moment, are Mission Month, which of course May, Praying for Rain, which we've already introduced, and Thanksgiving Day for Australia. These are the three topics that come together in this month of May for us as a church. And I believe they come together to challenge us and perhaps even rebuke us sometimes as individuals and as a church. Mission Month, of course, seems at first to be self-explanatory. For the next four Sundays and also during the week, we will focus on the spreading of the gospel throughout the nations of the world. We will think about our missionaries, and especially we'll think about missionaries doing the work while we watch and we pray and we give. Well, that's partly true, but that's not the complete truth. For the emphasis on Mission Month is on the good news being shared, rather than where it is shared. So Mission Month is about the missionaries, very much so, the ones we see as full-time workers. But it is also about us. It's about my mission. And it's about your mission. And what is our mission? But it is to some way talk to, share with, present to others where we stand about the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the good news, the gospel, is being spread through us too. So that's what Mission Month is about. The second topic, praying for rain, has been a big issue for Australian Christians for some time now. We have been called to pray for our nation, and particularly to pray for rain by our spiritual leaders. I think it was encouragement to many. I know it was encouragement to me when the Prime Minister even got up there and said, we should be praying for rain. And praise the Lord, we have seen some results. And so we had the weather report from Lex this morning. But we still need to pray. And we need to pray with a passion. I was at the Inspire conference last Sunday night, and our guest speaker was from Queensland. And he was telling us how dry it is in Queensland. And he said they've offered them a little gift to help them, that they will soon be drinking their own sewage. And he says, that has made me passionate in praying for rain. The third focus is our Australian Thanksgiving Day. Now, May the 26th has actually been set apart as the Australian Thanksgiving Day, when Christians throughout Australia just say thank you to Australians. Thank the Lord for our country, but also thank the Lord for other Australians. Particularly this year, our focus is on our senior citizens. Those of you who received the word for today may recall receiving in it, right at the beginning, this little bookmark. It's actually attached. Did you receive that? Have you opened it? Because you would see it. And the idea is that this is a thank you ribbon, up the right way, and it's a practical way of letting someone you know, let them know that you thank God for them during this month of emphasis on Australian Thanksgiving. Well, this morning I want to link those three topics together. I want to begin with the second one, which is the praying for rain. That first reading we had from 2 Chronicles chapter 7 came from a period of prosperity for Israel. David's rule had been long, and after he had been established as king, had been prosperous. And that rule had been consolidated at the first by his son Solomon. In fact, not just consolidated, but he had spread the influence of Israel wide and near. Very strong, very prosperous time. That's why they had the funds and the money to build this wonderful temple. And Solomon at this time had been true to the Lord. That changed later on. He had just finished, at this moment, building this great temple in Jerusalem. And the Lord appears to him with both a promise and a warning. The warning comes first. And it relates to what God will do when his people forget him. How he will use the forces of nature to reveal his displeasure to his people, and how he will hold back rain from the land. Then follows the promise, a promise that is conditional on the action of God's people. This is the verse, many of us know it well. It's been a cry, I think, in latter years in our land. And it says this: if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Immediately, the first thing we know when we read that verse is it is God's people who are to act. And they are to act for the sake of their nation. And there were some under the umbrella of the nation of the Jews who were not close to God. And the ones called by his name are now called upon by God himself to represent all the people before him. Now, of course, in Israel, even though there were some there who were aliens and some who were not walking with God, in Israel, the majority were the ones who were called his people. In Australia, it's very different. We are the minority. But the task is still the same. And it's this: to humble ourselves before God and before others. And as a church, I think there's a need for the church to actually humble itself before Australians, before our society. The opposite of to be humble is not simply to be proud. You can be proud in a good way about things in your life or your children, whatever. But the opposite of to be humble here is actually to be arrogant. And you know, at times I feel the church has been arrogant in the way it has reacted to those outside the church. A holier than thou looking down sometimes on others. We are to be humble. We are then to pray and seek God's face. And it's here we find the heart of our responsibility, don't we? But also our privilege to pray for others, to pray for our nation. You know, God hears the prayers of all people. We know that. But in this particular instance, it is our prayers that will move him. That is his promise. So therefore, we are the ones who should be praying for rain. And we should be praying very passionately. Why then have we been so slow to really pray for Australia? Why have we been so hesitant often about truly seeking on his face on this issue, which is so valid for Australia, the land in which we live? Well, it may well be that we are not too keen about the third part of the verse which has disappeared. And that is to turn from our wicked ways. Humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. As individuals and as a church, we need to admit that we have not always lived as the light of the world should. And that's true, isn't it? Very true for the church. The church has got a bad name, unfortunately. It is true that we have to admit that we've not always stood against injustice as we should. We've not always been pure in our dealings with others as we should. and in our lifestyle. And we have not always put others first in the matter of prayer. That's for the church, but it also rules true for the individual. Interesting in this verse, isn't it? That repentance and earnest prayer for the blessing of rain upon the earth are linked together very strongly in this verse. It is though God is saying one thing to Australia as a nation through the lack of rain, and that is to come and seek him, but also he's saying another to the church, like, get your act together, calling us who belong to him to truly care about our nation. And the sign of how much we care for our nation is how much we prepare to pray for it, and especially pray for rain and for spiritual blessing. Surely one of our greatest failings that we need to turn away from as a church and as individuals is our unwillingness to stand for God outside of the protected environment, which is the church body, which is the group fellowship in here. We often have this unwillingness, I think, to declare ourselves, perhaps I do, as God's people. And we need to do that. God's people who take seriously this opportunity to pray for our land and for those in our land who do not know Jesus Christ as our Lord. You know, it is here that we see the link between praying for rain and accepting in this mission month our personal mission to those around us who need Jesus Christ so, so very much. And this is exciting. Because they need Jesus, do you know something? They need us too. Did you ever think about that? They need our growing in godliness to attract them to Jesus. That's the opposite to hypocrisy, which is often one of the things that's thrown at the church, isn't it? They need our prayers for them, but also our prayers on their behalf. That you can pray for someone and God will hear your prayers. That you can say to someone, let me pray for you. And you know, in fact, that is a powerful gift that you are giving them through Christ Jesus. You can place their needs before God. They need our love for them if they are going to find the love of God. They need our obvious appreciation of them. They need our concern for their eternal future. Now, I sense that we are truly trying to do that here at Craigie. Oh, praise the Lord for that. That we are truly seeking to be known and seen as Christ ones. That we are trying to reach out with love towards others. That we, as the church here, and as individual believers, that we want to impact our world, our community for Christ Jesus. We want to draw others just one step nearer to him. But there are times, you know, when we need a specific challenge. Something to say, hey, you need to do that, or you can do that. We need to be shown a practical mission that we can undertake to do that. And it's here we see the link to our Australian Thanksgiving Day. So we've gone from praying from rain to Mission Month to Australia Thanksgiving Day. And although we call it a day, I believe it should be really an emphasis on a month. And I would suggest that it's really an opportunity for each of us this month to show someone who perhaps doesn't know, to show that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do it by telling someone how thankful we are to God for them during this month of thankfulness. You know, I mentioned earlier about the bookmark. Who are you going to send that bookmark to? Because it's not really for you, you know. Sorry. Take it out of your Bibles. Send it to someone with that ribbon on it. Who are you going to send it to? And say, hey, this is something for you. I had tried to get more of those ribbons. And I spoke to Coorong and they hadn't got them in. Somehow someone's made a muck up, so they didn't have any. But there are some of those ribbons, and I hope to get some, perhaps for next week or the week after, and some little cards too. You can pick up a ribbon and a card and send it to someone. Who would you send it to? Perhaps to your doctor. Say, hey, you've done a good job. And I want, as a Christian, I want to thank God for you in this month of Thanksgiving. Or perhaps to your neighbour. Or perhaps to your chemist, if you go there a lot. Or perhaps to your workmate. Or a really good friend of yours. And as you give it, will you say to them, this month is thanking God for Australia and Australians Month. And I'm giving this to you to say thank you to God for you. And of course, if you give them such a thing, and if you tell them that, then you're going to pray for them, aren't you? Because if you really are thankful for them, then the greatest gift you can give them is to pray for them. I picked up that bookmark, and a couple of weeks ago I was thinking about this, and I felt quite led as I prayed, and I suggest you pray about who God wants you to give yours to, or a gift to like that, a little thank you ribbon. Let you pray. But I felt led to actually send it to someone I don't even know, and who definitely doesn't know me, to a sportsman. But it just, on my heart, I thought, yeah, I am thankful for that person. They have brought a blessing in my life, and I'm going to tell them. So I've got my letter ready up, and I had showed you that bookmark this morning. Now I can send it to them. Who will you send something like that to? That's the challenge. Who will God lay upon your heart? Think about it right now. Because I can assure you that if you're thinking about it now and a name comes into your mind, that's from the Lord. He is telling you, hey, you might have to send more than one. That'd be great. Pray about it. Think about it. Then do it. Remember the three linked together. Praying for rain, our nation, Mission Month, and being thankful for being in Australia and having Australians around who God's brought into our lives and we can be thankful for, and then telling them.